Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Please give a round of applause for the graduates as they come in. of a hand for Alec McGulkin. Also, a hand for Brian Sand and the quintet that have been playing for you. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. That means I get the blame if things are going wrong, and hopefully things won't go wrong, although we have still some seating to do. I would ask that you not fill up those aisles in the back sections for photography. My first task is to remove my frisbee, and the second is to make an announcement, and then to give some description as to what will happen today. Congratulations to the class of 2013 and the Alumni Association. The Alumni Association is issuing one graduate a $1,500 travel voucher to go to the north, the south, however far it will take you, and stop by the alumni reception table to enter the draw. So don't forget to do that, and it may pay off for you. My first duty of business is to make sure that you understand that McGill is at the forefront of technology. One of the interesting features that we have done is to compress into this camera facial recognition, and it computes, let me do this section right here for the graduates. It's all computing, and it gives me the immediate GPA of the science courses that you took. 2.11. This section gets to get the information with respect to the arts courses that they took, 3.96. So given that most of you take mostly arts courses, everybody gets to graduate today. You hear the piper coming, and that signals the platform party as well as the chancellor, chair of the board, and the principal of the university. And the chancellor sits in the large chair, and he actually organizes the entire presentation. It may be rather long and rather warm. I don't have to tell you that. Just be glad it's not tomorrow, because it's going to be even warmer on Friday. I would ask that you take your cards, split them in half, put them between your index finger and your thumb, and hold on tight and keep them as you come up, and it'll be explained what it is that you do. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Levez-vous for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des Arts. Depuis être devenu chancelier, c'est par habitude que j'ouvre cette cérémonie avec de brèves réflexions et ce ne sera nullement différent aujourd'hui. 18 years ago, Vaclav Havel gave the commencement address at Harvard University. Havel, a Czech playwright, essayist, poet, and dissident, was the ninth and last president of Czechoslovakia, and immediately following, became the first president of the Czech Republic. It was a brilliant address, which lasted well over an hour and covered a number of important topics. This afternoon, I want to focus on just one of those topics. What Havel argued was that the main task of politicians is not to ingratiate themselves with the public through the popular decisions they take or their charisma on television. It is not to go on winning elections, thus ensuring themselves a place in the sun until the end of their days. Politicians' roles should be something quite different. It should be to set an example for the public on whose behalf they work. Their responsibility is to think ahead boldly and not to fear the disfavor of the crowd, but to explain over and over, both to the public and their political colleagues, as well as to opposition groups, that politics must do far more than reflect the interests of particular groups or lobbies. In Havel's view, politics ought to be a matter of serving the larger community, which, in effect, makes it morality in practice. Like Vaclav Havel, I don't believe that a politician who sets out on this seemingly risky path will inevitably jeopardize his or her political survival. This notion of political expediency wrongly assumes that the citizens are always short-sighted and that political success depends on playing to their myopia. That is a very shallow view of human nature and ignores the fact that a conscience slumbers in every human being. Clearly, it is sometimes more dormant than at other times, but it is in their intelligence and fundamental goodwill that we must place our trust. What Vaclav Havel said 18 years ago rings as true today as it did then. We should not blame the political system for being corrupt, indifferent, and beyond our control. Fortunately, we live in a democracy, as do most of you who are graduating today. It allows us to become involved in any manner we choose, at whatever level, to make things better. In this way, each of us can help to ensure that the society in which we live is more than each of us pursuing our own selfish interests. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe-Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Professor Claude Monmarquette, our former Governor General, Adrian Clarkson, Honorable Bill Graham, ancien recteur de l'Université de Montréal, Professor Robert Lacroix, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and graduating class of 2013, bonjour, bienvenue ici. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you here today to the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus for this spring convocation. I know that some of you here today as your guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. I think of Mr. David Culver, who's with us here today in that regard. This will be my final convocation season as 16th Principal of McGill University. Every year for more than 10 years, I've had the privilege of seeing you, our McGill students, complete this major chapter in your lives and embark on a new one. Graduating students, today is truly a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. Felicitations. Savor this day. As McGill students, you have worked very hard without question. You have sacrificed much. But as tough as it may sometimes be to be a McGill student, from time to time, it can be even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to those who helped you reach this day. To say thank you is an enriching act. It is so important, in fact, that I'm going to do so myself. Serving McGill, serving you, has been, in every single day, an exceptional honor for me. I have had you wonderful students to inspire me. Thank you. I have had an outstanding team of academic and administrative colleagues and volunteers who show unparalleled devotion to McGill and our cause. I thank you. Monsieur Richard Pound, notre chancelier émérite, a souvent dit, vous n'êtes plus la personne que vous étiez à votre arrivée ici. McGill vous change. C'est mon cas. Et je sais que c'est également le vôtre. Today is a time to think about the you who walked onto our campus those few years ago and the you who will walk off our campus later this afternoon. Today is a time to reflect on what you will hold on to and what you will now set aside. I, too, have a list of things to hold on to remember, to keep in my heart. I will remember the power of one. I will remember that a single person can change the course of events and in so doing make a positive difference to the lives of others. Each of you is such a person. I will remember that I am not alone. Together we are greater than we are as any one individual. Collective effort is the key to progress. Whether tackling personal problems or planetary problems, we are smarter, stronger, better together. I will remember who inspired me, my great aunt Bonnie, who came from a poor rural single-parent family in Dust Belt, Illinois, and moved on as a single independent woman to become a fashion illustrator in New York in the 1930s. She was my girlhood role model for knowing that no matter what your initial circumstances, you can shape a positive path forward. Remember today, graduating class, who gave you strength and keep them in your heart. I will remember our provost, Professor Tony Massey, who for the past 8 years and more has been my senior partner in this academic enterprise. It is no small feat to provide the academic oversight of a university with 11 faculties, a multitude of undergraduate, graduate, and professional programs, almost 40,000 students, and many, many colleagues. Professor Massey has done just this. In his time as provost, Tony has overseen a major review of every single academic program at McGill. He has led the process to appoint every one of our deans and overseen the renewal of our professoriate, the recruitment of over 1,000 new professors selected from amongst the best field by field. Working thoughtfully and strategically in close collaboration with myself and our senior team of the vice principals and deans and with colleagues and students across every aspect of the university, he has ensured that McGill is a global academic leader, serving locally, making our contributions to our community, but pursuing our mission in every progressive, meaningful way possible. He has implemented a multi-year budget planning and allocation process that aims to make the most of our resources. He is enormously dedicated and hardworking. There has been no problem, no challenge that he has not embraced. He has been a stellar partner. Professor Massey, my heartfelt thanks to you for your thoughtful, dedicated leadership and for your unwavering commitment to the success of our people and to the well-being of McGill as a whole. Please stand and be recognized. And now, graduating class of 2013, you are about to join a second family, a family of McGill alumni that by the end of this week will reach over 225,000 people around the world, including our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Kip Cobbett, soon-to-be Professor Claude Montmarquette will be an alumnus, and Mr. Robert Lacroix, who are with us on the platform parting. Graduating class, as you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as alumni you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Today, graduating class, you are participating in a tradition that is older than this country. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. And in the awarding of degrees, in this great tradition, we think of all that is possible for each of you, what we hope for you, and for all of humankind. Human endeavor is a miracle, but as a species, there are a few things that we're sometimes not so good at. Politics, for instance, and with great respect to those who lead well in that regard. And it's not Canadians in particular, but the entire human species that has this challenge. As a species, we too often produce political leaders, as the Chancellor said, who primarily seek to differentiate themselves from their opponents. In so doing, they generate polarized positions that can be more extreme than what they themselves actually believe. This emphasizes conflict over cooperation and does not serve the greater good. We are also sometimes not so good at religion. Historically, we've shown a tendency to become upset over disagreements in small details of what we claim to be the truth. And this tendency to argue over small details prevents us from seeing the larger good that exists beyond the details, the heart of the matter that we do all share in common. So we can be bad at politics, we can be bad at religion, but there are many things that our species is exceptionally good at. We're good at art. We're good at literature. We've generated art, stories, and poems that have continued to delight us, to move us, to lift our spirits over hundreds and even thousands of years. These works of art and literature were often created by individuals. But I said earlier that we're smarter, stronger, better together. So what then are the areas of communal activity in which our species does do brilliantly? Let me speak to one example. A long time ago, a community decided to seek out those of its members who showed evidence of very focused intelligence, and they gathered these people in one place and provided them with shelter and nourishment and encouraged them to pursue their creativity, their thirst for knowledge, wherever it led them. That was a good idea, but it was even smarter that the community took their young people and put them in the same place and allowed them to be enriched by their interactions with these focused intelligences who were themselves enriched by their interactions with the young. When these two ideas came together, supported focused intelligence, interacting with the young, the communities that created this arena prospered and rapidly advanced beyond their neighbors in trade, in prosperity, in their culture and their health, and in the development of peaceful civil society. And it was such a brilliant creation that once these two ideas came together, the resulting institution gained momentum, moving from generation to generation, enriching every area in which it arose. It was such a good idea that it outlived politicians and political parties. It outlived whole systems of government. This idea, which we call the university, is the highest achievement that our species has produced. And the communities within which these institutions were first created and supported became the most successful societies in the history of civilization, and this remains the case today. In 1808, William Blake published a short poem in which he expressed his aspirations for the spiritual life of his country. I will share now the final verse of this poem, which, with two or three words changed, expresses my great hope for the life of our University, McGill, and for all of our society. Bring me my words of burning gold. Bring me ideas that inspire. Bring me my books, O cloud, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my pen sleep in my hand till we have raised up our place of learning in this green and very pleasant land. Merci.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite you to return to the podium and present Professor Claude Montmarquette, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Quel plaisir, Claude Montmarquette. Nous avons aujourd'hui l'immense privilège de rendre hommage au professeur Claude Montmarquette, grand penseur politique et pionnier de l'économétrie expérimentale et appliquée. Durant son illustre carrière, le professeur Montmarquette s'est employé à faire progresser les politiques en matière d'éducation et de santé. Ce sont deux des nombreux domaines où il a œuvré à l'amélioration concrète de la qualité de vie des citoyens, et ceci tant au Québec qu'en Europe et aux États-Unis. Monsieur Montmarquette, qui est né et a grandi au Québec, a obtenu un baccalauréat et une maîtrise en économie de l'Université de Montréal. Il a aussi une maîtrise et un doctorat de l'Université de Chicago dans cette même discipline impressionnante. Professeur émérite d'économie, il est titulaire de la chaire Bell Case de dépôt et placement du Québec en économie expérimentale à l'Université de Montréal. Il enseigne depuis 1971. En plus de ses tâches d'enseignement à Montréal, il a été professeur invité auprès de grandes universités, notamment en France, aussi au Maroc. Dr. Montmarquette has distinguished himself as well nationally and internationally through his leadership as President and Chief Executive Officer and as Vice President of Public Policy at the Center for Inter-University Research and Analysis on Organizations, known to us as CIRINO. CIRINO brings together over 180 professors and researchers from around the world, including more than 20 experts from McGill, to foster and promote research in the areas of public policy, experimental economics, finance, risk, and sustainable development. Through his own research at CIRINO, Dr. Montmarquette has raised important questions that cut through Quebec's social and economic strata and that of Canada as a whole. Why are low-income parents willing to save for their children's educations but not invest in their own? What policy decisions could change this? What factors make at-risk high school students averse to taking loans to subsidize their post-secondary education? Through his research and vision and engaging international and local networks of distinction to the cause, Professor Montmarquette has established CIRINO as a prime source for high-caliber scientific work and state-of-the-art knowledge sharing. Over the course of his career, Professor Montmarquette headed the Montreal-based Center for Economic Research and Development and served for a term as President de la Société canadienne de sciences économiques. He has chaired high-level advisory committees for the Quebec government, addressing key finance policy concerns and contributing to numerous national and international consultative bodies. Never afraid to do the right thing, even in the face of controversy, Professor Montmarquette is an outstanding champion of strong, evidence-based public policy and effective investment in Quebec's universities. As one of the 12 signatories of the 2005 Pour un Québec Lucide Declaration, he called for, among other actions, greater financial support for education. When the Conférence des recteurs et principaux des Universités de Québec put forth a methodology to measure the substantial underfunding of Quebec universities, Professor Montmarquette and CIRINO voiced their endorsement. Earlier this year, during a time of great provincial debate over the state of higher education in Quebec, Professor Montmarquette generously participated in a pre-summit panel discussion hosted by McGill's Postgraduate Student Society. Ever forward-looking, he is greatly engaged with the major question: how best do we ensure the optimal education of future generations? A prolific writer and powerful speaker, Professor Montmarquette has authored or edited 8 books and over 70 distinguished academic articles. He has published numerous public economic statements, which are widely influential in public policy and governmental spheres. As a result of his contributions to intellectual debate, Professor Marquette was elected to the Royal Society of Canada in 1998, voted a Grand Montréalais in 2010, and named a member of the Order of Canada in 2012 by the Governor General, who cited his contributions as an economist and researcher, his pioneering work in experimental economics in Quebec, as groundbreaking. Aujourd'hui, la communauté miguelloise rend hommage à cet homme engagé et visionnaire. On tient à souligner ce qui a marqué une carrière exceptionnelle. Claude Marquette est un grand Québécois, un grand Canadien et un exemple inspirant de dévouement auprès de la communauté. Il est à ce titre un lauréat particulièrement digne de l'honneur qui lui est décerné. C'est avec un immense plaisir que j'invite maintenant notre chancelier à conférer au professeur Claude Marquette, notre fidèle ami, le plus ancien honneur de l'Université McGill, le doctorat en droit honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Claude Marquette to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Marquette.
D'abord, merci à cette grande famille de McGill qui est maintenant la mienne. Je suis très heureux de les joindre de façon aussi officielle et honorable en ce qui me concerne et ce qui concerne ma famille. Mr. Chancellor, Madam Principal, distinguished faculties, graduating students, ladies and gentlemen, when I was 16 years old, I quit school. I worked during the day for a wholesale firm on St. Paul Street in Montreal. Fortunately for me, it was a very boring job, and the desire for something more encouraged me to take mechanical design by night. At 19, I was admitted at the University of Montreal in Social Sciences, and since then I never quit academic work where I specialize in economics. The decision to return to school, apart from marrying my wife, Francine, c'est la très jolie dame qui est en avant de la deuxième rangée, was the best decision of my life. As graduates, you join about 215,000 McGill living alumni dispersed in some 180 countries. Among these alumni are world leaders, astronauts, great artists, and Nobel laureates. Today, I take pride in receiving an honorary degree from this great university, one of the very best in the world. This pride is certainly shared by all of us being honored here today. Delivering graduation speech is a great privilege. I am thankful to McGill for giving me this opportunity. Above all, it is a great day for you, the graduates. It is also an important day for your family, your university, and for your country. You have now reached your goal and are ready for the next steps in your life. It's time for you to move on to what lies ahead. During your hard working years at McGill, you may have made great friends from around the world, learned to be confronted with new ideas, to appreciate arts and music, learn the power of science, a trade, and most importantly, learn how to learn. In the coming years, you will further realize why having a university degree will prove to be so important in your life. You can expect a better living and feel a greater sentiment of control over your life and your environment. Your high expectation will be transferred to your children, who you aspire to even for an even better way of life. The word education comes from the Latin educere, meaning to lead out. When you leave this hall today, you will each be agents of change, equipped to shape both your own destiny and the destiny of our planet. You now have the capacity to imagine better and accomplish more. You will question the status quo, a sine qua non condition to innovate and grow. You will appreciate where we are coming from as an individual and collectively as a human being. The key benefit to education is to gain knowledge. Who, what, when, why, when, why, and how. Most of the important findings in all science and other fields have occurred over the last century or so. The development of university education has been a major factor, if not the key factor here. Some might still question its worth, with war, violence, poverty, deprivation of basic rights still present in the world. I respect their questioning, but I believe that they are in the wrong. Education has helped produce so many achievements among thousands of examples. For instance, many illnesses, including cancer, are now better controlled, and many are can be cured. Since the ban of leaded petrol in 1996 in America, researchers estimate that IQ scores have risen and 50 million crimes have been avoided. Think about all the gain realized in communication and transportation. Poverty and famine are now at the lowest point since our existence. Refusing to acknowledge social science, such as economics, could also be devastating. A major example is the Chinese famine that caused 15 to 57 million deaths between 1958 and 1961. During the Great Leap Forward, Chinese agriculture was organized into communes, and private lots were forbidden. This decision will be largely responsible for the famine, restoring the institution of private property as help to resolve the issue, and since then we are all familiar with the current dynamism of China. In short, incentives matter. Are we better off now than a century ago? No doubt. Not even a suspicion of doubt. What will bring us to the next step? Knowledge is the answer. Knowledge can be developed and acquired by education. It should be owned by all, done by all, and shared by all. Unfortunately, we are not there yet. Too many obstacles still face us. For instance, in some countries, women are still deprived of the right to an education. Obscurantism remains an issue in many parts of the world. Education, or more generally, acquiring human capital, is the first condition to access liberty. Nobody can rob you of your human capital. Education can teach us to get rid of our prejudices and seek the truth. Sometimes we forget that in the last 15 years, the development of postsecondary and university education have permitted caricatures to reach the current economic situation and a world reputation in art, science, and social innovations. It will be a major mistake not to take the necessary decision and to take the necessary action to maintain and even accelerate the development of the university education. Those decisions are too important to be left to the political sphere alone. It will require our involvement and commitment. Yes, we can, and yes, we must. Apart from education being an investment in our human capital, there is the advantage of everyday consumption, the discovering of great books, enjoying fine arts and music. Having invested in a bachelor degree, for example, over holding only a CEGEP degree, we yield you an average of 18% marginal private rate of return in terms of your lifetime income. Show me where you can do better. There is also about a 10% marginal social rate of return associated with higher productivity and taxes. It pays to invest privately and collectively in education. Why is it so difficult to understand by some? Graduates, your future looks bright, and today belongs to you. I hope you feel good, because this is a remarkable achievement that your family, faculty members, all of us are honoring today. In time, you will not remember my speech and will forget my name. Please never forget that attending university was a privilege. Graduating from McGill is a major honor, and you should all hold your head high in tribute of your accomplishment. Congratulations. Je vous souhaite une très bonne fin de journée et je vous remercie de votre attention.
Congratulations, Dr. Mo-Marquette. Wonderful advice. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Arts to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned an undergraduate degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Students, family, and friends will probably be relieved to know that in most, but not all, cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. At center stage, the students will be greeted, but they will not receive their degree. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean as she or he leaves the stage. All First Nation, Inuit, and Métis students at McGill are entitled to wear graduation scarves at their convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The scarves are red and white, McGill's colors. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or a certificate. There are three symbols. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person and the marking of a special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to the land, and the turtle symbolizes inclusiveness. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the University's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students, followed by Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, who will distribute diplomas to the undergraduate students. Faculty of Arts, Class of 2013, congratulations, félicitations. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Aisha Simi Ahmad. Erin Lynn Crandall. Jennifer Lee Gordon. Spiridon Demetrius Katsavilis. Theodore David McLaughlin. Jessica Nicole Trisco. Nina Joanna Maria Valiquette. Hui Jun Zhang. For the degree of Master of Arts, Eric Roman Owen Merkley, the Joseph and Sandra Rotten Prize for Student Excellence in Public Policy Innovation. Emily Claire Thompson. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Nadine Abu Saif, Joint Honors in Economics and Finance. Syed Amir Ahmad. Noor Akbar Zeb. Alexander Amundsen, Honors.
Jesse Abner Anakuri. Fraser Frederick Anderson. Antabli? Noor Antabli. Ana Carmen Arias Nava. Stuart Atkinson. Rohan Badwar. Leah Lauren Barche. Mark Bay. Patrick Bidette. Thank you. Brian William Bessie. Isabel B. Patrick Gerard Bogossian. Jonathan Joseph Booth, First Class Joint Honors Economics and History, the Fred Victor Stone Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Aurélie Bourdonnat. Alice Cecile Boo. Diana Jean Boyd. Alexia Castelli. Haley Chazen. Jiang Chen, First Class Joint Honors, Economics and Political Science. Scott Gordon Christopher. Kevin Patrick Hughes Coles, the Brian Coughlin Memorial Prize in Economics and Dean's Honor List. Stefan Alexander Dolke. William Henri DeBoss, Distinction. Dominique Dufour. Evan Nolan Delaney. Ritika Dutt. Ryan James Egan. Faraf Rauf El Banashawi. Rodrigo Espinosa Vega, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Nora Esposito. Marc-Antoine Ikemefuna Fayette. Marc-Olivier Fortin. Camille Frandon Martinez, Dean's Honor List. Nathaniel Freeman. Jordana Furfaro. Amika Gagne. Ashni Gandhi. Matthew Daniel Gantus. Mauricio Daniel Gonzalez Chapa. Levi Ray Graham. Mond Gu, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Ragini Gupta. Sean Thomas Handrahan. Alexandre Hartman. Hayden or Hayden? Neil Ramsden Hayden with distinction. Archon J. Hazra with distinction and first class honors. Catherine Tira Helene Glick. Julian Harrison Hoyle. Nazia Iqbal. Jawad Al Islam. Olina Islam. Zhaozhe Jiang. Abdullah Khan. Saifullah Khan. Jonathan Raphael Hudson. Zina Ismail. Robin Elizabeth Ivory. Mehak Hoja. Ga Hyun Kim.
Liam?
Liam Kerwin with distinction. William Kennedy Lamontagne, First Class Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Johan Lee. Elise Lefebvre, with distinction. Okay. Hannah Rose Lewandowski, the J. Jeffrey Simon Prize and Dean's Honor List. Braden Neil McLean with distinction. Aditi Tukaram Mane. Michael Massey. Maggie Ann Maynard. Catalina Mazur. Sean Messenger.
Lila?
Lila Miguel with distinction. Zachary Carlton Miller. Siddharth Mishra with distinction, first class joint honors, economics and international development studies. Fatima Ali Ahmad Ali Mohammed Ali. Theodore Jacob Knaff with distinction and first class honors. Vida Narasimhan, distinction and first class honors. Anika Nawar. Sabrina O'Shaughnessy. Alexandra Marie Outerbridge Schoberg. Arjun Parmanoban. Vanessa Page. Maria Nayung Pao.
Petrillo.
Nicholas Petrillo. Gavril Petrov, Distinction First Class Joint Honors, Economics and Mathematics. Harrison Pollock, Distinction First Class Joint Honors, Economics and Political Science. Adam Edward Quint, with distinction. Sheryar Rasool. Syed Raza Rasool. Alexander Douglas Ross, Joint Honors, Economics and Philosophy. Fahim Tahir Sachak. Edward Owen Elliott Scadden. Alexander Gerard Severance, Dean's Honor List. Faisal Atta Sheikh. Sarah Elaine Shu. Teresa Chun Shang. Joanna Isabella Shinko. Jillian Carly Singer, Dean's Honor List. Cedric Malte Smith. Kimberly Renee Smith, with distinction. Duina Andini Serrano. Benjamin Alexander Solomon, with distinction. Daniel McKinnon Sterling. Cameron James Stockman. Arthur Paul Cesar Spigini. Helene Michaela Giselle Torel, with distinction. William Henry Trepanier. Jean-François Trudel, with distinction. Jeremy Ryan Ungerman Sears. Amalia Maria Valdez Herrera, Cherry Prize and Dean's Honor List. Andra Emilia Vasile. Christo Lachesarov Vasilev. Vinay Vishwanath, First Class Joint Honors Economics and Finance, the Hubert Marlow Prize and Dean's Honor List. Catherine Waring. Sandra Maria Weaver. Eric Jinsan Yu. Home and Joanna Young. Zhao Zhang, the Alan Oliver Fellowship, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, and Dean's Honor List. Diego Zuluaga Laguna, the Hubert Marlow Prize, and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Dave Anthony Doyen. Allison Marie Gilmartin. Rachel Talia Kaufman. Emile Joseph Benoit Lachance. Vanessa Catherine Lurie. Wingyan Veronica Luke. Jane Claire Montgomery. Mariam Nabi. Kyle Pedvis with distinction. Matthew Aaron Sherman with distinction. Tacoma? Rebecca Catherine Tacoma, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Winslade DeFranco. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Alexandra Lambrini Abral. Anudari Achit Saikhan. Luma Akkad. Dana Mashur Alzavan, Honors International Development Studies. Jordana Lynn Armstrong, Joint Honors with Political Science and International Development Studies. Omar Aziz. Daniel J. Paul Bahat. Madeline Carola Bailey. Emma Kiku Bambrick, First Class Honors. Michael John Barford. Cassidy Baril. Ainsley Ann Beer. David Henry Benson with distinction. Catherine Ann Baskar. Jonathan Haim Bitoon. Okay. Tessa Marine Marie Bonduel, Dean's Honor List. Ryan Lawson Bondi. Claire Kate Bourgeois. Natalie Mefanwi Boyle, Honors International Development Studies. Alexander Emmanuel Boyman. Ryan Brunn. Annabelle Rose Bruno with distinction and first class honors. Antonia Sibylla Burchard Levine. Charlotte Anna Beatrix Kendia. Julia Champagne with distinction. Naike Chancy. Jordan Frost Chen. Sophia Choi. Thomas Niels Christensen. Amelia May Clark with distinction and first class honors. Taylor Clem. Brenna Lynn Coleman. Marie-Clémence Josephine Debart with distinction. Nicole Minanandan de Carvalho Darabdian. Marianne Del Delian. Odessa Madison DeMarco Distinction and First Class Honors. Alessia DiGesso. Tara Dickinson.
Bourdon.
Pascal Dugas Bourdon. Anahita Michelle Essan. Farida L. Garetli, with distinction. Huchi Fan Shang. Emily Rose Faddle. Leah Freilich. Mame Adwoa Serwa Frimpong, Honors International Development Studies. Benjamin Gash. Camelia Mireille Gomez Perales.
Thank you.
Cecilia Mary Culver Gray. Yasmin Halassa. Alexandra Amanda Jardim. Kirsten Hanley Joe. Samantha Suzanne Roberge Kane. Safiya Kassam, Honors International Development Studies. Jiyoung Kim, Honors International Development Studies. Ningjin Kwang.
Lange.
Shannon Lange. Rourke Lewis, First Class Honors International Development Studies and Dean's Honor List. Catherine Ann Electona Lim. Jocelyn Margaret McAdam, Distinction and First Class Honors. Carly Rose Mello, First Class Honors. Anna Lynn Nathanson. Laura Yanela Nicola. Jennifer Elizabeth O'Brien. Nicholas Glenn Otis, Joint Honors International Development Studies and Sociology.
Palkovitz.
David Samuel Palkovitz. Daphne Shan Papadatos, with distinction. Tess Roland Pereira. Chanel Dennis Pereira. Karina Perez Shvastova, First Class Honors International Development Studies. Alessia Pignati Morano di Costozza. Marnie Ann Pike, with distinction. Solange Kim Pin. Emily Louise Plaister Tome. Yelizaveta Ponomarenko, Distinction and First Class Honors.
Elena
Natasha Elena Elizabeth Recko. Maria Ramon. Jesse Rose Riddell. Lauren Bridget Relier. Natalie Susan Richards. Maury Diana Rodriguez, honors. Jessica Maria Roman. Zachary Max Rosenberg. Carson Lee Ross. Amanda Sarah Rushton. Amelia Patricia Santa Cruz Bustillos. Grace O'Neill Saul with distinction and first class honors. Lily Schwartzbaum. Wenjin Shen. Katerina Vladimirovna Sherisheva, Joint Honors International Development Studies and Political Science. Ruby Erin Snyderman. Shireen Tara Sufi. Emma Catherine Stanton, Distinction and First Class Honors. Carter William Sterling with distinction. Tangerman. Victor Rudolph Tangerman. Monica Joanna Trott. Jean-Philippe Trottier. Amanda Tucker with distinction and first class honors. Andrew Yangsung Tiao, first class honors in development studies and Dean's Honor List. Marilyn Ann Venne, distinction and first class honors. Geraldine Annie Villeroux. Lucas John Warnholtz. Lena Hutchinson Weber, first class honors and Dean's Honors List. Claire Wilmot. Paris Zuber. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Stephen Christopher Albers. Alexandra Maria Almonte.
Rachel Rochelle. First name. Thank you.
Rachel Elizabeth Anster. Alexander Victor Arget Iskender. Jessica Diane Ashmore. Geralda Bakaj. Martin Banash, first class honors. Algene Eve Avlog Baratang. Aaron Arthur Bell, with distinction. Emma Catherine Bell Skolin, with distinction. Arielle Zoe Benedek. Adam Matthew Berkovich Sadinsky, distinction in first class honors. Nikita Angela Blaines. Jake Zachary Blyberg, with distinction, first class honors in political science, the Saul and Frieda Frankel Prize, the Michael L. Garmes Prize in political science. Jose Alfredo Bolivar Solis. Chelsea Brady. Beatrice Alexandra Britneff, honors. Benny Bronisher Fish, joint honors, political science and history. Julie Elizabeth Brown. Alexandra Bursak. Felita Isabel Calder, joint honors, political science and international development studies. Jade Calver. Laura Lees Mary Cartmel. Elizabeth Jean Cawley. Etienne Caillé, joint honors, political science and economics. Keegan Trevor Chang, with honors. Félix-Antoine Charette-Rudel. Thibault Charpentier, with honors. Laura Charters Carruthers. Huda Shergi. Catherine Chuba. David Philip Chun. Stuart Gordon Clark. John Wilson Clark. Yolanda Donnellyn Clatworthy, with honors. Elisanda Sarah Cochin, with distinction. Catherine Collarette. Gregory James Karoski, honors. Edward Wyatt Cottingham. Jonathan McDonald Cottingham. Julie Dautoy. Davis Domler, joint honors, political science and sociology, with distinction. Thibault Alexandre Davy. Jessica DeSanti, honors. Max Abram Thomas Deschner, first class joint honors, anthropology and political science, Norman Prentice Award, and Dean's Honor List. Fanny DeVoe, joint honors, political science, Hispanic studies, distinction, and the Victor Remet Memorial Prize. Sharna Day, joint honors, political science, international development studies. Rugiatu Diallo, honors. Jonah Levinson Diamond, distinction and the Dora Wasserman Prize for Excellence in Jewish Studies. Rory Charles Diamond. Alexandra Diggs, distinction and first class honors. Louise Giflo. J. Jacob Griffin Durling, Distinction in First Class Honors. John Craig Eaton. Stephen Timothy Eldon Kerr, Distinction in First Class Honors in English and Political Science. As the provost said, it's sometimes done gently. Christopher David Erspemmer. Sarah Espinal Enau, Joint Honors, Political Science and International Development Studies. Thank you. Teresa Jane Estacio. Excel? Good name. Stephen Layton Excel. Morgan Joseph Fergenbaum. Irene Farrell Colmenares. Nora Fleury, Dean's Honors List. Karina Laure, Patricia Fortier. Joshua Friedman, Honors Political Science, Distinction, and the Louis and Bessie Baptiste Prize. Marie-Justine Galloway. Bijan Gao. French? Alexander Xavier Gardinier. Alex Ruben Gilbert. Nora Alice Bourne Goldfield.
Goldstein or Goldstein? Goldstein?
Lishai Goldstein. Morgan Ashley Grant. Catherine Nicola Green. Katya Habra, Honors. Nicole Hare. Henry Benke Haller. Yara Hamoud. Jocelyn Elizabeth Harrington, Honors and Distinction. Daniel Hart, with Distinction. Naomi Toby Haisler. Yarden R. Holzer, with distinction. Jenna Catherine Hornsby. Morag M. Humphrey. Emily Grace Hutchison, Distinction in First Class Honors. Giselle Ishima Karakezi.
Ismael.
Kushal Suraj Ismael. Lucy Gabriel Jackson, Honors and Distinction. Maxime Olivier Jarvis Lavoie. Reagan Mary Johnston. Laura Jones, Joint Honors, Political Science and International Development Studies. Nadia Kadri. Victoria Kennedy. Camille Cassabet. Susanna Khashabi. Kirsten Marie Coswin, Honors Political Science. Alexis Labelle. Tamara Lacasse, First Class Honors, the Guy Drummond Fellowship in Political Science and Dean's Honor List. Miriam Lamidi, First Class Honors. Emilie Lantaigne, First Class Honors, the Maurice Goldenberg Memorial Scholarship and Dean's Honor List. Marie Lecomte, with distinction. Juyon Lee. Eitan Levitt. Amy Maylin. Kevin Liu, Joint Honors, Political Science and History with Distinction. Caroline Marie Lucas-Conwell. Keenan Thomas McDonald. Catherine Ann McLean. Lorianne McClellan. Madison McGuire.
I'll take that one.
Hugo John Martorell. Logan McKnight. Mark Calvin McLean. Dean McCroby. Malia Medjuni. Matthew Riley Milne with distinction and first class joint honors with English. Ronald James Milne. Nadima Alima Mohammed, the Alan Oliver Fellowship, First Class Honors in Political Science and Dean's Honor List. Bryn Dark Moore. Michael Samuel Morgenthau, with distinction. Jefferson Edward Morris IV. Joan Elizabeth Moses. Joya Margot Mukherjee. Sadaf Munir, First Class Joint Honors with Middle East Studies and Dean's Honor List. Cass Eliza Nagar. Maria Nymark, First Class Joint Honors with Russian and Dean's Honor List. Zahir Naman. Maurice Aaron Nishloss. Emma Elizabeth Nicole. I'm sorry, that's probably Nickel. Charlotte Niederman.
Nijawan?
Umar Nijawan. Daniel Novick. Lorcan John O'Brien. Victor Charles O'Brien.
So far, so good.
Jeffrey David O'Neill. Laureen Etulan Opokpo. Sonia Estefania Ortiz. Thibault Ortiz. Sergio Alfredo Palette Antunes. Wendy Papacostandini, joint honors with sociology. Sophianne Papineau-Wolf. Samantha Marion Pereira, joint honors with classics. Rebecca Ann Phelan. Ariel Noemi Piazzove. Stephanie Christine Pietrantonio. Victoria Jean Pilger with distinction. Simon Primo Lagagnère. Clark Rabior. Anka Florina Radulescu. Etienne Rabillette Guzman with distinction and first class joint honors with history. Samuel Rose with honors. Luca Michel Roux. Christina Daniela Russo. Jordana Sasha Jackman Sabro. Ari Salas. Nada Ashraf Salam.
Sanders?
Ellie Sanders. Ramesh Rajveer Sangvi. Mathieu Watson Santerre. Elodie Santos. Nastasha Lina Sartori with distinction. Fatima Saya, joint honors with International Development Studies. Dana Elizabeth Canzano. Zachary Schneiderman. Alexis Sebastian Schreier. Eliana Schwartz with distinction and the Shlomi Weizmann Memorial Book Prize. Murtaza Abbas Shambura honors political science. Yasmin Shermer honors political science and Dean's Honor List. Kayan Sima. Nikola Sirovica. Russell Andrew Citrit Leibovich. Zachary Joseph Sleep. Robert Lawrence Smith. Travis Scott Mason Smith. Isabel Sokolnika. Francois Saint-Hilaire. Connor Stacy. Tanner Shea Stanley, Dean's Honor List. Joseph John Stonehouse. Miles Strong. Maria Dionysios Cyrillas, honors.
Taffler, please. Thank you.
Kagan Macy Taffler. Brooke Victoria Taylor, honors. Hata Chochua. Molly Margaret Teitelbaum, Dean's Honors List. Joseph Tessie. Emma Catherine Thurow. Daria Maria Tilimpea, First Class Joint Honors with Political Science and International Development Studies, the Guy Drummond Fellowship in Political Science, and Dean's Honor List. Gauthier Paul Valogne. Diana F. Veltri. Marco Vignier, honors and distinction. Alia Soraya Virani. Christina Voiku, honors and distinction. Vanessa Nicole Watamaniak. Miriama Saray Wuri. Melissa Yorgangiolu, First Class Honors with Anthropology and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Ayesha Asim. Allison Abrami. Derek Anthony Albert. Mine Alp. Daniel Evans Alperstein, Dean's Honor List. Shannon Rachel Albo. Ravina Ambani. Thank you. Samantha Page Audrain, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Haley Felicia Baranek, with distinction.
Barczak.
Melanie Barczak. Laurence Bérard. Rachel Lydia Bernard. Cynthia Bertium, Distinction in First Class Honors. Alex Blanchette. Eitan Blander, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Kyla Madison Bothwell. Ellen Grace Brandt, with distinction. Anna Maria Brooms. Megan Danielle Butters. Stephanie Jane Campbell. Diana Julia Casanova. Paul Richard Pomelu Cassidy, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Todd Chan, first class honors and Dean's Honor List. Nora Marie Chenko, Dean's Honor List. Vivian Valentina Chen, with distinction. Danielle Marie Cherkis. Christine Cho. Lorraine Lochling Tren, Distinction First Class Honors. Megan Chahanovich. Carolina Chenuk. Michael Anthony John Clyde. Colin Henry Coogan. Mary Lou Cormier. Thomas Daniel Critchley. Mary Catherine Curtin. Nicolas Daniel, first class joint honors with philosophy. Florian de Knop. Alexandra Lee Decker. Chloe de Munich. Olivier Di Pietrantonio, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Corbett Dick. Domagalski. Stephanie Domagalski. Rachel Caroline Doucette.
Dovey.
Eliane Dovey. Jose Miguel Medina Esteban.
Facer Irwin.
Emma Tamar Facer Irwin.
Sarah
Falfool. Alyssa Fingold, with distinction. Catherine Tess Fortier. Amanda Phillip. Laura Rose Garfinkel, with distinction. Sarah Lynn Gauthier. Marina Girard.
Goldstein or Goldstein?
Samantha Leah Goldstein. Katrina Zheng Gong, first class honors and Dean's Honor List. William Goodfellow. Sarah Elizabeth Goodman. Jillian Green, with distinction. Kylie Dana Groper, with distinction. Michael Jordan Grindlin, Dean's Honor List.
Christian Gay.
Christian Gay, Dean's Honor List. Valerie Habucha, with distinction. Jessica Hache, with distinction. Gael Haddad. Kelly Hall. Kaylee Hawkins Schultz.
Waka.
Waka Hayakawa with distinction. Megan Enriquez. And Catherine Holding, first class honors and dean's honor list. Ginny Yujin Hong. Catherine Ambo Savard. Joshua Conrad Jackson, first class honors and dean's honor list. Marie Louise Jacobs. Setlali Jareda Hernandez. Daniela Sarah Jessen. Catherine Ann Jessum. Zara Elizabeth Gestat with distinction. Elishu Jin, distinction in first class honors. Heather Emily Johnson. Rebecca Kahn. Elizabeth Susan Kelly. Megan Kara Kennedy. Sonia Karugliam. Jessica Carolina Carala with distinction. Fatima Khan. Sebam Kim. Eunyoung Kim. Lauren Alexandra King. Benjamin Peter Kogelman. Christina Koufoudakis. Holly Christofiak. Catherine Lacroix. Nissa Dare LeBaron. Carissa LeDuc. Shanae Lee, first class honors and dean's honor list. Carol Ann Eve LePage.
I can do that.
John Edward Littlemore. Jesse Christopher Liu.
Sawan.
Cassandra Sawan Ma. Lian Ma. Taylor Janet McTavish.
Mahat.
Yashmi Mahat with distinction. Tasnia Mahbub.
Laura or Laura?
Laura Marengo, first class honors and dean's honor list. Taryn Johanna McGown. Caitlin Alexandra McLeod. Catherine McRoby. Jesse William Michaels. Maya Emanuel Michelle. Sarah Monaco.
Morin or Morin?
Jennifer S. Morin. Leah Odelia Kosti. Fortune Munyanyiwa. Florentina Naku. Jenny Sarah Napoleon. Samantha Isabel Padilla.
Laura or Laura?
Laura Ann Paulino. Marie-Laurence Paré with distinction. Amanda Catherine Paventi. Heather Ann Pearson. Jade Pelletier-Brochu, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List.
Laura
Penalosa. Olivia Gwendolyn Pera. Caitlin Proctor-Cuggy. Carolina Quintero. Brittany Amanda Rappaport. Julie Marine Riku.
Lisa.
Thank you. Rachel Reisel.
Rosenbaum or Rosenbaum?
Joseph Rosenbaum. Talia Elizabeth Rosenberg with distinction. Michael David Ruderman, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Allison Ruggiero. Arseny Alexei Ryazanov, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Josette Sater.
Caroline.
Caroline Sauvé. Elizabeth Claire Scott with distinction. Mary Elizabeth Helen Sheridan.
Manon.
Manon Alexandra Son. Shauna Taylor Solomon Krakus, Distinction in First Class Honors. Tessa Marion Soltendiek.
Spalvieri.
Stefano Andrea Spalvieri.
Spielman.
Claire Spielman. Annalie Stafford, Honors. Victoria Emily Stead.
Sukost.
Melissa Sukost, Dean's Honor List. Carly Rose Searchin. Leia Elise Sutton, Distinction.
Marin.
Marin Tefera. Emily Jesse Thatcher. Chelsea Thompson.
Suzanne
Tobin Cleroux. Katie Marie Tolles. Marley Rachel Trattner. Jade Joshing Tremblay, Dean's Honor List.
Domenico?
Domenico Tullo. Ignacio Valdez Manzanedo, Dean's Honor List. Camille Alida Van Grohl.
Is that Vernon? Yeah.
Julia Vernon. Marla Margarita Vincente.
Vilgrain or Vilgrain? Okay.
Donatella Vilgrain. Roxanne Voidoni Colas. Neelam Wadaker. Sundus Wahid. Megan Ayana Kristen Watson.
Megan
Elizabeth Webb. Nika Emma Weisinger. Wing Yu Stephanie Wong, Dean's Honor List. David Joseph Yakman. Laura M.L. Yildirim. Linda Chinha Yu, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. David Harrison Zangwill. Lisa Marie Zemanovich. Elizabeth Dale Waring, Honors. Samantha Sarah Zevi, Distinction. Chen Zhang, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List.
Thank you, Professor Shore, for reading out the names. It's now my pleasure to invite Ms. Jasmine Shearmore to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Dear Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, distinguished guests, dear friends and parents and profs who made the trip and who put up with us beforehand, but most of all, dear graduating class of 2013. Bonjour, hi. So I should congratulate you, and I will, but I'll keep that to the end. And I should perhaps share what words of wisdom we've accumulated over our BA, but I'm afraid the only ones I know I used as opening sentences for term papers and never really understood. Before we get to congratulations and wisdom, though, I thought we'd do what none of us really wanted to do, and that's to look back 3 years. So back to 2010, when we started this. Ou back to 2009, pour nos amis hors province. So these last few hours at McGill could not be more different than the first. For those of you who still have some misty memories of Frosch, we didn't have any bagpipes. Instead, we had rowdy chants of questionable taste. Second of all, we had neither BA nor care in the world, and now we have both. And third, we thought we knew it all, and now we know we do. Or rather, and now we know we couldn't possibly. So put like this, the obvious question is, why did we bother? Was it worth finding out firsthand that Redpath is open 24/7? Was it worth it for the anticlimactic, what next? Was it worth it because as parents and media pundits like to ask, what's a BA these days? And my answer to that is 4,573, which is the average number of words you can fit into 10 pages of double-spaced, 1-inch margin, 12-size font paper. More seriously, though, it does bear mentioning here that we are extremely lucky and extremely privileged to have not only had access to a BA, but to have had access to a McGill BA on top of that. So what's a BA these days? Well, what's it always been? It's been about looking at the world critically. It's been about enjoying a good discussion, enjoying a good debate, being able to look at the world and criticize it and analyze it and try and hopefully come up with solutions for the problems we see. Essentially, it's about learning and about formatting the citations of that learning in any one of the Chicago APA or MLA styles. And I was thinking, well, the best way to gauge just how much a BA is worth is to look at what happened to people who never got theirs. Oliver Stone, for instance, didn't get his BA twice because he twice dropped out of Yale before he got it. He then did okay for himself because he won 3 Oscars and a Légion d'honneur. Richard Branson is another famous non-BA. He didn't even get close to college, having dropped out of school at 16. He then went on to found the Virgin Empire and went to space. So if these guys did it without a BA, imagine what we could do with one. Yeah. And if there's a piece of advice I thought I would give us now, so that our 50-year-old selves don't have to regret that there was no one to give it to our 20-year-old selves, that's a somewhat awkward but hopefully quite useful, don't get discouraged, don't worry, make mistakes, because as the wise man said, it's better to make mistakes as a kid than with them. Did you know, for instance, that the memo for Fred Astaire's first screen test said, can't act, can't sing, slightly bald, and can dance a little? Or that the Beatles were fired from their first recording company because guitar music was on the way out and they had no future in show business? Or that Oprah was fired from her first job because she was unfit for TV? Or that Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team? Anyways, Business Insiders had 10 other people who failed before becoming famous, but these were my favorite. Donc voilà, classe de 2013. If you fall, pick yourself up again. Levez vos voiles, partez dans le monde. Ne vous inquiétez pas. N'ayez pas peur de vous tromper, parce qu'après tout, maintenant qu'on a notre BA, on sait comment apprendre de nos erreurs. Et ne vous découragez jamais. Vous êtes le crème de la crop. And very, very warm thanks to our teachers and to our parents, who if we were the crop, were the farmers, and if we were the cream, were presumably the milkmaids. So a very warm thank you, more than I could express here, to them. And finally, though, what we've been waiting for is a very warm and very proud congratulations to the graduating class of 2013. Good luck, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
Thank you, merci, félicitations. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the responsibilities, rights, privileges that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Thank you. Now, as you now know, a month from now, Professor Heather Monroe Bloom will be stepping down as principal and vice chancellor after leading McGill for 10.5 years. As someone who has worked with her since her arrival at McGill to assume this position, and especially in the past 4 years as chancellor, I can personally attest to the extraordinary contribution she has made to this great institution. A job always demanding, she has performed with intelligence, grace, fortitude, and most important, achieving enormous success. So I'd ask you to please rise and join me in extending to Professor Monroe Bloom our most sincere thanks. Please remain standing as I ask our Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretary General. And now to conclude this ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.